Good morning, Brussels. I'm Xavier, and welcome to your daily news briefing for Wednesday, March the 25th, 2026. It's Mannequin here, keeping you informed about what's happening in your city.
Hi, I'm Lean, and let's not beat around the bush. The weather is miserable today. 8 degrees in Brussels feels like 4 with the wind chill. 31 kilometer per hour gusts from the west-southwest, and rain all morning long. Pack an umbrella, wear layers, and maybe reconsider that morning jog. It is not worth it today.
And on that cheerful note, let's talk about Brussels, because the city is quite literally falling apart at the seams. Garbage workers are on strike, and the result is streets drowning in rubbish. Bags of waste piled on pavements across multiple communes, rats getting bold, residents saying enough is enough. The new Brussels government is under enormous pressure to act fast. This is not a good first impression.
In a striking image this week, Defence Minister Quinton and State Secretary Franken visited soldiers deployed on Brussels streets. The enhanced security operation is now officially underway. Whether more boots on the ground will make Brussels safer or just look good on a press photo, that's the question.
And in federal news, brace yourselves. Belgium is facing an additional 5 billion euros in budget cuts to meet European fiscal obligations. 5 billion. On top of what was already announced, the EU wants its money, and Brussels is caught in the middle.
Here's something that should concern you. TB cases in the capital are running at 3 times the Belgian average. Health officials link it to overcrowding and poverty in certain neighborhoods. This is not a problem you solve with a press visit.
Also today, Madame Moustache. The iconic Brussels nightclub faces a court ruling today. It's crime, zoning disputes, and license fights. If you've ever danced there, you might want to send your thoughts.
And on a sadder note, Au Coin Vert is closing after 126 years. 126 years. That's not just a shop, that's a piece of Brussels soul. The owner said closing was not an easy decision. It rarely is, after more than a century.
On a slightly brighter note, an old office block in Brussels has been converted into 80 social housing units. 80 families who needed a home now have one. Small wins, but wins nonetheless.
A Brussels court issued a ruling on Israel's actions in Gaza, and pro-Palestinian groups are calling it historic. The first time a Belgian court has weighed in on this conflict. Whatever you think of it, it's significant.
And in sport, former Red Devil Raja Nainggolan appeared in court accused of involvement in a drug trafficking network. He denies everything. The football legend's next chapter is not one he would have chosen.
Final story. Brussels and Canberra finally have a free trade deal. 8 years of negotiations, and the EU-Australia agreement is done. Trade between Europe and Australia just got a whole lot easier.
That's your daily briefing for Wednesday, March the 25th. I'm Xavier. This is Mannequin. Stay dry out there, Brussels. We'll see you tomorrow.